Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from the Sentinel and Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News again. Good to be back for another week. Over at the Sentinel, the big story this week is Enervest, the battery energy storage company, has formally withdrawn its development application for its proposed battery project in Hazeldene. This has been going on for a year, more than a year now, since they proposed the project in the first place. It was met with strong community resistance, and it's been quite a controversial talking point for quite some time. And then last week, they decided to pull the pin on the project entirely. So we talked to the Somerset Council, we talked to Enervest as well, and just sort of detail, I guess, what's happened here and why they pulled out of the project. In other stories, the state government has implemented new legislation aimed at strengthening community influence over large-scale renewable energy developments, you know, related again to battery projects and solar and whatnot. So we look at more about the impact that could have across Moreton Bay and Somerset. And we've also got a story about the there's a new Bruce Highway proposal and the impact that's having on some residents in the Moreton Bay region as well. We talked to a few who may be impacted and they're concerned about house resumptions and the like. And the City of Moreton Bay has received funding for several projects in the $30 million Resilient Rivers SEQ program, which aims to revitalise the health and resilience of waterways and wetlands in the region as well. Over at Glasshouse Country Mulaney News, we've got a story about local environmental advocates voicing concerns regarding this proposal to develop the Coochin Fields site for large-scale festival events. They're warning of potentially devastating impacts for one of the Sunshine Coast's most ecologically sensitive areas, they say. This is a project that was called in by Planning Minister and Deputy Premier Jared Blay recently, so it's got a lot of attention at the moment. And the Sunshine Coast has reaffirmed Biwa East role as a future growth hub, identifying two parcels of land totaling around 45 hectares. It's adjacent to the Biwa Golf Club. It's sort of what it does is tell you where they're planning to house the, you know, more than 200,000 people that are expected to make the Sunshine Coast home over the next 20 years. And about 20,000 of those are bound for Biwa East if the Sunshine Coast Council has its way. So it will change, I guess, the way we know the area, especially in Interland as well. And the B2N, Biwa to Nambour Rail project has entered a new phase with major investigations and early works underway across several hinterland locations. That has an impact on roads and traffic around the area. So have a read of that story to see if you're going to be impacted as well. So plenty of stories across both papers. We're out from Tuesday through the rest of the week. Pick up a copy and I will see you again and talk to you again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.